calculation. Even if Mrs. Griggs was married at 18, that would make her 89 years old. Skye snuck a peek at the woman. There was no sign of frailty. Mrs. Griggs was nearly the same height as Skye, about 5'7", and even at 30 pounds lighter, she was a solidly built woman. Her white hair was worn in a braided crown on top of her head, and her jewelry consisted of a necklace of red plastic raspberries with matching earrings and bracelet. Cookie interrupted Skye's inspection of Mrs. Griggs by placing the vase on the counter and saying, "I'll give you $500 for it. It is in good shape for its age, but unfortunately, there's not a lot of call for this style around here."
"Only $500?"
The older woman's shoulders slumped under the calico print of her cotton dress.
"But Mr. Griggs always told me it was very valuable, and I need at least $3,000 to pay the taxes on my house this year."
Skye impulsively reached out and patted her blue-veined hand. Maybe he meant sentimental value. Cookie nodded approvingly at Skye and ran a fingertip caressingly around the vase's metal rim. "I'm sorry, Mrs. Griggs, but the market isn't very strong right now, and I'll probably have to hold on to the vase for quite a while before I find a buyer."
"I need to think about it."
Mrs. Griggs packed the vase back into its box.
"I'll let you know tomorrow."
"I won't be here tomorrow, but I'll leave a check with my assistant." Cookie walked the older lady to the door and watched it shut behind her before returning to where Skye stood. "If she doesn't come back by closing tomorrow, I want you to call her and persuade her to sell that vase to me."
"Me? Why? I've only worked here for 2 weeks," Skye stammered. "You didn't seem all that interested."
"Oh, I'm interested, all right." Cookie smiled thinly and smoothed her ash blonde chignon. "I just don't want her to know that I'm interested." Skye frowned. "You've offered Mrs. Griggs a fair price, haven't you?" Cookie shrugged. "Fair is such a relative word." She toyed with the sapphire ring on her left hand. "Anyway, that's not your concern."
"But why do you want me to call?
Wouldn't it be better for you to talk to her? I'm not sure what to say."
"You are a psychologist, aren't you?"
The store owner narrowed her cool blue eyes.
"I'm sure you'll think of something soothing to tell our Mrs. Griggs."
"I don't care if you have to hypnotize her. Just get that vase." Skye cringed. Too many folks seemed to think her degree in school psychology gave her magic powers. If that were the case, would she still be working for the Scumble River School District? And would she have to take a summer job as a shop assistant to make ends meet? Before Skye could explain the limits of a school psychologist's abilities, Cookie glanced at her watch and said, "It's nearly noon." She made an impatient face. "I have to attend that luncheon for local business owners at City Hall. I'll be back in a couple of hours." Last winter, the new mayor, Skye's uncle Dante Leofanti, had come up with a scheme to get people off the highway and onto the state roads, thus bringing tourists and their dollars through Scumble River rather than allowing them to bypass the town while zooming by on Interstate 55. He had convinced the officials of other Illinois communities also situated along the famous Route 66 to co-sponsor a 100-mile-long yard sale. The sale was now less than 8 weeks away, and the purpose of the business lunch Cookie would attend was to bring the movers and shakers up to speed on the current status of plans for the event. After her boss left, Skye stood behind the counter of the empty store and looked around. Unlike many antique or collectible shops in the area, this one was beautifully arranged, with the merchandise grouped into inviting tableaux. There was plenty of room to walk around, and everything was bright and clean. Growing bored with the inside of the store, Skye turned her attention to the front window. The early June sun glinted off the windshields of cars parked along Basin Street, Scumble River's main drag. Other than the empty road, there wasn't much to see. Her view was limited to Ye Olde Junk Emporium, on the opposite corner from Cookie's Collectibles, which didn't seem to be doing much business either. Or maybe it wasn't open. Much of downtown had taken to closing on Mondays due to the lack of customers. Skye was glad her boss hadn't decided to follow that trend.